From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves on his final foreign trip as president. Mr. Obama's advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump to be the primary topic of discussion with world leaders. The president's itinerary includes stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hosts Mr. Obama for talks Thursday, and the leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Spain will be in Berlin for meetings Friday. Before leaving, the president held his first White House news conference since last Tuesday's presidential election in the U.S. Mr. Obama said he believes President-elect Donald Trump is not as ideological as people think, and that he will be a pragmatic leader as long as he is surrounded by good people.
In my conversation with the president-elect, he expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the Transatlantic Alliance.
President Obama. The United Nations says more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday. A suicide bomber killed six people and wounded six others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed five other attackers and that the suicide bomber blew himself up inside a house after being surrounded. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News.